Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Broadband Exchange, which is Telecompetitors Podcast. I'm Ian Descher, Pivot's Director of Media and Story and Managing Editor of Telecompetitor. This is the final episode of a three-part series about what business intelligence can do for broadband providers. We're speaking with Brian Weiss, Director of Customer Success at Innovative Systems, and Faye Gendro, CEO and General Manager at Venture Communications. Innovative Systems provides an enterprise billing and subscriber management platform, as well as video and voice services to broadband service providers. Elation is the most complete subscriber management platform for regional broadband providers, simplifying operations and fueling subscriber growth with true enterprise software across billing, provisioning, financials, and mapping. This third episode is titled The Benefits of Your Business Intelligence Journey. Let's get into it. So, first question for this episode is, how does business intelligence help a broadband provider overcome its organizational hurdles?
What we've realized in leveraging BI and really diving into the analytics of our organizational data is that it's unified our teams. It's created a clarity in our objectives, and we're able to work together collectively and create alignment in our efforts. I'm not saying that all of those challenges have gone away, but we've definitely improved because as we unify behind trying to gain a measured result and it becomes very clear and easy to understand, we work together to reach those goals. And so I think that's something that has probably been the biggest benefit for us.
We've talked all three episodes about some form of accountability and transparency. So I think that really helps a lot with these organizational hurdles or what you have going on, having the data there. The other thing is kind of like, in my mind, BI tells the truth. And what I mean by that is I'm watching my data and maybe I have retirements coming up. And I'm seeing this across the industry. There seems to be another wave of some really key positions looking to be, you know, they're about done. They're coming out of their career. Well, do I need to backfill that position? You know, can I use BI to determine like, wow, I really do have a need here or I don't have a need? So that using the BI to verify the truth is in my mind a big way that providers can overcome hurdles about what decisions they should be making and making sure they're still on their right strategy.
One of the things that you're alluding to is creating those KPIs or those key performance indicators, those things that you can look at quickly and very quickly assess. Hey, am I on track? Am I off track? How'd we do? Are we rolling? And one of the key things that I would say about a KPI is that I think playing to or striving to reach a KPI has zero value unless you know what I call a KPA, which is the key performance area, right? And what are those areas within the organization that you need to perform? There was a day when we got together in a boardroom and we would look at the financials of the organization and say, oh, wow, we did good today. Or, oh man, we're doing terrible. But what we didn't realize was all of the other things, right? There are other areas in which we need to measure ourselves and identify success. Regulatory compliance, that's huge today. We allocate so many resources to that. Our customer experience and our community relations, our corporate image, our financial performance is definitely one of those, but asset management and care is as well. If you don't want to repair the building that you're operating within, it'll save you a few bucks and it helps your financial performance. But, you know, you probably don't look so good and your corporate image is lacking. So you have to measure each of those things and identify those areas that are important to you as an organization, create your KPI around those, and then your BI needs to feed each one of those so that you're able to really kind of identify what's going on and how to pull that thing together. You talked about efficiency. Absolutely. Every one of those areas has efficiency built right into it. And making sure that your BI reflects each one of those key data points is critical to keep you on course.
We're already starting to get into how business intelligence leads to tangible improvements for broadband providers. Other things that you've seen, other benefits.
It's very important that you gain that alignment and that you're all have clarity in your objectives. I think it's also very motivating to control your day. And one of the things that we say around Venture is that everyone should have the opportunity to manage their day. And when you're communicating clear data points and clear progression in where you want to go with the organization, it becomes really easy for everyone, right? They understand their role in reaching your objectives and their goals. One of the things that we did across multiple departments within our organization is we focused on our trouble tickets. And I spoke to this a little bit in the second episode we talked about this. As we focused on trouble tickets and not just looking at them from a, hey, our technician has to solve a problem faster, but saying, how many trouble tickets do we really need and what should we be driving and what's going on and how are we going to react to this given situation? We scrubbed that whole process. We created a task force to focus on it. We created metrics to measure every step of the way. And the end result for us reduced our trouble tickets by about 26% and our time to resolution by over 40%.
Faye, what you kind of hit on with the strategy, to me, that's one of the biggest things is understanding and aligning that strategy so everybody can respond to it. But it also kind of starts getting in the fun, when the BI aspect of when you start looking at things like ARPU, you know. That's an interesting one for a lot of companies. I hear this from working with all the other providers. I have a cooperative that doesn't bother measuring ARPU on their cooperative side, only measures it on their CLEC side. So I see you're chuckling. Let me hear what you have to say on that one.
Yeah. Well, ARPU has always been kind of a hot button for me. I always respond to ARPU questions with, well, I can solve an ARPU problem. I'll just increase rates. That's pretty simple, right? We're just going to charge more. That's as simple as it is. But the reality is, you know, maybe grandma doesn't need a gig, right? So let's measure a few more things than just ARPU. I'm not saying that it's not valuable. It absolutely is. And it's something that we actually do measure it, but it's not at the top of the page for us. Like I said, those key elements or those key performance areas are things that we look at. And when we look at financial performance, ARPU is not our leading indicator of how we're doing. We're not out there trying to make sure that we get every dollar that we possibly can from a customer, but we're out there trying to say, hey, we're going to provide a solution rather than a service. We're going to solve a problem rather than just simply sell you something that generates revenue for the organization. Last year, we went out, we held about 80 classes, educated about 1,200 people, and we did it on ways to leverage and utilize the service that you have, right? Leverage what you have to its maximum. And let us show you some new and fun ways to do that. And by going through that educational process and being a partner with our customers as opposed to just a provider, what we're able to do is increase the need simply because the customer wants the conveniences that we're educating them about. And so that's been huge. And that's been a big part of who we are. It's something that we're very proud of. I've got an annual meeting coming up. It's going to be a major topic for us. We're going to talk about how we want to partner with our customers and be their guide through the technological challenges that we all seem to face today. And you talked about the difference between a cooperative versus maybe a CLEC or an expansion area that you're building into. And absolutely, those expansion areas need to generate revenue. For us, we say, hey, we want those places to cash flow. We want them to make money for our current owners, absolutely. But the goal, or the maybe the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, is that they can maybe become a cooperative owner and we can roll them in and they can become a part of who we are today as a cooperative. And then they can begin to realize those benefits that our members, you know, get to enjoy today.
One of the things, Faye, that you talked about with your BI journey is what helped kind of inspire us at Innovative to work on creating the Revelation product. Is it helping you with anything, getting a more holistic view of your business health, anything like that?
One of the things that we did is we approached this concept of developing this one-shot screen so that you can immediately see at a glimpse the performance of your organization. We identified, okay, who's some key players that we want to build this around? And we started with my position, the CEO, GM, and the controller position. And probably by default, we did that because those are the two positions that have access to the most information, right? What you do is you create that, and it builds and it grows, and as that expands, it kind of keeps filling your screen, so to speak, right? So you might have one little metric that's up here in the upper right-hand corner, and then all of a sudden you're adding another and another and another and another, and you customize it to fit your needs. Hey, I need this. One of the people in our office that is already thankful and going to be even more thankful as we progress is one of our accounting folks that's just down the hall from me. She's become my easy button. I run down the hallway and say, so if we take this and turn it over and upside down and turn it inside and out, and then what does that look like? And how does that change what we might do or change our strategy and how we're going to tackle a given issue or maybe a product rollout or whatever? So BI relieves her from that pressure, right? I don't have to jump up, run down there and say those things. I can actually do a lot more of that myself. So developing each of those screens and each of those data sets that everyone wants, that's a great process. One of the concepts that we talk about here at Venture all the time is layer two thinking. Be sure that you got your layer two thinking going on, right? Because it can be so easy to focus on that glaring objective that you lose track of things like, hey, am I going to be efficient? I got a great example of this. So we had an intern here, and we had the big parade coming into town, and we had to get our front looking gorgeous so that we were ready to host the parade. It goes right in front of our building. And we asked this intern to clean up the front side of our building. And when I looked out, they were sitting in a crack of the sidewalk, straddle of a crack on the sidewalk. And I couldn't figure out what he was doing. So I walked out and I said, hey, what's going on? And he's like, well, I couldn't find a weed eater, so I'm using the scissors to trim the grass out of the cracks in the sidewalk, right? Okay, so, hey, man, I love your willingness to do whatever it takes, but I got to tell you, the layer two thinking wasn't there. This is not efficient. This is not working. I mean, he was eager to impress, right? You know, and I don't blame him. He was whatever, but I'm like, dude, let me help you out. Let's go get that weed eater.
Let's go find that weed eater. Let's go figure this out.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but you know what? I mean, like you said, the work ethic and the willingness to do what it took. There you go. It's sometimes a key thing in finding an employee, but.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome.
Led to where the water is.
Yeah, that layer two just wasn't turned on right there.
Thank you to everybody who's been listening to the Broadband Exchange. Thank you, Brian Weiss and Paige Andrew. If you want to learn more about the efficiency and insights business intelligence offers, Innovative Systems would love to talk with you about their Revelation software, which Brian mentioned. Contact them via innovsys.com. That's innovsys.com. Thank you for listening to our series on business intelligence. If you miss any of the previous episodes, you can find them at telecompetitor.com/podcast. While you're there, feel free to drop us a line. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.